Anspruchsvoll. Auf Radio 1.
Ja, Kunst und Musik, wie geht das zusammen? Das geht natürlich immer zusammen. Also speziell, wenn es jetzt um Musik einer Band geht, die sofort Assoziationen lostritt. Natürlich die Musik, ohne die die 90er musikalisch bestimmt nur halb so interessant und faszinierend und schön gewesen wären. Natürlich wegen des ewigen Brüderzwistes zwischen Liam und Noel Gallagher. Und jetzt wissen Sie Bescheid, es geht um Oasis. Aber das sind eben auch die Bilder, die man in den Kopf bekommt, die Cover der Oasis-Alben, die mit ihren ganz atmosphärischen, mal surrealen, mal extrem oder immer eigentlich extrem coolen Bildern ganz eigene Geschichten erzählen und die alle eine Handschrift haben, nämlich die des Mannes, der sie fotografiert hat. Das ist Michael Spencer Jones, Setting the Scene, Oasis 25 heißt die Ausstellung, in der Browse Gallery in Kreuzberg, in der Bergmannstraße, wo ab kommenden Sonntag, Eröffnung ist am Sonnabend, also ab Sonntag bis zum 7. April, all diese wunderbaren Plattencover zu sehen sind, die er bis in die späten 90er für Oasis gemacht hat. Und wir freuen uns sehr, dass ihr Schöpfer jetzt hier ist. So, welcome, Michael Spencer Jones.
Good to have you here. Hello, how are you?
Long introduction. Yeah, we're very happy to have you here.
Yeah, I didn't understand a word of it, but I got a bit.
You have trust me that I told the truth.
I recognize the odd words.
Okay, also er hat nicht alles verstanden, was ich gesagt habe, aber so ein paar, das ein oder andere Stichwort hat er schon verstanden. 25 years ago, yeah, there was this first Oasis album you did the cover artwork for.
Yeah.
So how do you remember this 25 years? I mean, it's a half of a human life almost. Not a quarter.
Yeah.
Also es ist unglaublich lange her. Wie erinnert sich an die Zeit? 25 Jahre.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like 25 years.
Yeah.
Feels like yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
So, you know, how time flies kind of thing. But yeah, 25 years, it's kind of a sort of milestone in its sort of anniversary. So I thought to celebrate, you know, the anniversary, to do an exhibition.
Yeah.
And this opportunity came up in Berlin.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite cities, if not my favorite, you know, most favorite city. So I sort of jumped at the chance of, you know, getting an exhibition.
Yeah.
Sort of going here.
Genau, also Michael sagt, ja klar, also 25 Jahre, also es fühlt sich nicht so lang an, also es ist, als wäre es gerade gestern gewesen und es ist ein Meilenstein, es ist dann doch 25 Jahre und er dachte, es wäre eine schöne Möglichkeit, dieses Jubiläum 25 Jahre, seit er eben dieses erste Album gestaltet hat, zu nehmen und diese Einladung wahrzunehmen und diese Kunst, die er gemacht hat für die Band, hier zu zeigen. How did you know Oasis? How did you meet? How did it come to this collaboration? Also, wie kam es überhaupt zu der Zusammenarbeit?
Originally, Noel was the roadie to a band called In Spiral Carpets.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my first sort of introduction.
He was the roadie?
Yeah, he was
the roadie.
Yeah, yeah, he was, yeah.
Wow.
So the very first time I met him, actually, he was... I think it was making the tea, in fact.
So, really?
But it wasn't particularly on my radar. And then I was working with The Verve. And then I heard that they'd got this band from Manchester, just got this record deal, and Noel liked the covers that I'd been doing for The Verve. So that's how the introduction started. And I was so sort of wrapped up in working with The Verve. I thought, you know, they can't be a great band. You know,
yeah.
They can't be another great band. So I wasn't... It didn't really kind of the... the enormity of, you know, the how good they were didn't kind of spring up immediately until I was handed a demo tape of Definitely Maybe. So I put it on. I was in the car somewhere and I just put it on and thought, wow, this is great. Oh, actually, before that, yeah, the very first time I met them as a band, I was doing some, first introduction was to do some shots of them in this studio in Manchester. And it was just another photo shoot. So I was just going to photograph this band called Oasis. And at that point, I may have made the connection that Noel was in it. Yeah, I did, yeah. But I'd not heard any of the music, but I was driving to the studio and Columbia, this track they did called Columbia, came on the radio. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. And I sort of listened out to find out who it was by. And it was this band called Oasis that I was driving to photograph. So I thought, wow.
A lot of coincidences.
This isn't just an order. Yeah, yeah, it was one of those. So when I got there, it was like I was properly sort of on my best behavior kind of thing.
Yeah, also diese
not so much best behavior, but it kind of tuned me up and thought, you know, this isn't just another photo shoot.
Yeah,
you know,
'cause
what
okay.
I've just heard is something quite special, really.
Also die Geschichte der Bekanntschaft zwischen Oasis und ihm ging so. Also es ging eigentlich schon los. Noel war Roadie für Inspiral Carpets, hat gearbeitet, hat da Tee gekocht. Da haben sie sich das erste Mal begegnet und da gab es Oasis quasi noch nicht. Dann war er, also Michael Spencer Jones hat The Verve fotografiert und da kam dann tatsächlich auch das erste Mal der Kontakt zustande. Es gab diese Band Oasis, dann hat er per Zufall einen Song gehört im Radio und dachte, er geht eigentlich nur zu einem Fotoshoot und hat dann diese Musik im Radio gehört und dachte, war total begeistert. Und so kam das, ich habe das jetzt sehr verkürzt erzählt, so kam es im Prinzip zu diesen wunderbaren Umständen und Zufällen, dass die dann zusammengearbeitet haben. Dann entstand also zum ersten Album dann tatsächlich Definitely Maybe das erste Cover. Und das ist die Vorgeschichte. We should listen to some music. It's not,
yeah.
I think it's, what did we decide?
She's Electric.
Masterplan. Yeah, Masterplan.
Yeah.
We listen
yeah,
to Masterplan. Oasis. The Masterplan, Oasis, das war die B-Seite zu Wonderwall, erschienen 1995 und auch für diese Single hat Michael Spencer Jones das Cover gemacht, wie für alle Singles und Alben von Oasis. Ab kommenden Sonntag ist eine Ausstellung zu sehen, Setting the Scene, Oasis 25 in der Bergmannstraße 5. In der Browse Gallery in Kreuzberg, da kann man diese wunderbaren Cover alle nochmal sehen und jede Menge anderes Material auch noch, das werden wir gleich noch besprechen, was man da alles sehen kann. Michael, tell us about the process of making from the very first idea to the final cover artwork, maybe for the first album,
yeah.
which is iconic. Also wir haben ja dieses erste Album, dieses Zimmer, there's a room, small room.
The initial idea, Noel had seen the back cover to Oldies But Goldies by the Beatles.
Ah, okay.
And it's a picture of the Beatles taken in this hotel room in Japan in 1966, and that was the basis for the cover to Definitely Maybe. He said, you know, he wants the band around this table and we'll shoot at Bonehead's house. So I went round to Bonehead's house, who lived quite close to where I was living in Manchester, and looked in the dining room, and it's like, you know, what are they going to be doing, you know, around the table? Are they going to be having dinner, playing cards, having a seance? What are they going to be doing? It's like, there's no way, you know, it's going to work in this room. So it was open plan. So I looked through the opposite direction and there was the room with the bay window. And I said, look, if we're going to have to shoot it in Bonehead's house, we're going to have to shoot it in the living room towards the bay window. It's the only way it's going to work. So so the initial idea was that, and then it sort of slowly developed into something quite different. And on the day of the shoot, you know, I got the band to bring in various objects, and fortunately, Noel brought in this globe, which was kind of, you know, and then they put it in the corner in the back, and it's like, you know, what's it doing in the back, guys? You know, an inflatable globe. That's looking a bit random. So then I came up with the idea of hanging it from the ceiling. And it's it was shot on film, so it was a very long exposure. So you're talking 2-3 seconds, which is very long for a photograph. So that everyone had to keep really still. And I thought, well, if it's 2 seconds, 3 seconds, if I spin the globe, it's going to appear like it's moving. So that was a big part of the shot. And then I had this other problem with the floorboards, because it was a small room, and I'd got this sort of wide-angle lens to get the whole room in. And then when I put the lens on, just all these floorboards just became like this big expanse of desert.
Yeah.
And I thought, how am I going to fill it? And I thought I'd get Liam lying on the floor in this sort of transcendental state with his eyes closed. Is he dead? Is he alive? Nobody knows. That kind of thing. And but just to give it that kind of strange, kind of surrealist vibe. And but I was I was apprehensive about asking him, because you know, if he said no, you know, then I was a bit sort of cornered in terms of what am I going to do with this space. But I asked him, I said, Liam, how do you fancy lying on the floor with your head tilted back to the camera with your eyes closed? And he was up for it straight away.
Ah, okay.
But I've got a nice story, actually, if I've got time. For the back cover, I suggested to Liam having the globe with the air out of it, so it's making a comment about the state of the earth.
Oh, okay.
So the air's coming out, you know, so it's like, you know, Mother Earth is in need of a bit of care, you know, just that kind of thing. And he said, Spencer, the world is a beautiful place. That globe is going to be fully inflated.
Okay.
So I thought, yeah, you're right,
what
man. You know, I'm probably being too cynical there.
Yeah.
So, and
also es war eine sehr, sehr lange Geschichte der Entstehung, aber das war ja auch wirklich eine lange Geschichte, wie dieses Cover entstanden ist zu Definitely Maybe. Ich fasse es mal ein bisschen zusammen. Also Sie haben überlegt, es gab ein Album der Beatles, was in Japan, da sitzen sie alle so um einen Tisch ziemlich eng herum und sie hatten gedacht, das wäre ein gutes Motiv. So ähnlich wollten sie es auch haben, weil die Beatles waren natürlich große Nummer auch für sie, Oasis, unüberhörbar. Dann haben sie überlegt, wo kann man es machen und sind in die Wohnung von Bonehead gegangen in Manchester und eine schöne Wohnung, ein schönes Zimmer, aber sehr, sehr klein. Also musste er mit Weitwinkel fotografieren. Also Gegenlichtfenster und dann gab es das Problem, die sollten alle irgendwelche Gegenstände mitbringen, unter anderem einen Globus, einen aufblasbaren Globus. Man hat dann überlegt, wie kann man diesen Globus irgendwie inszenieren, von der Wand hängen, ihn dann so drehen lassen, dann mit 3 bis 5 Minuten Belichtung fotografieren und so entsteht dann quasi so eine gewisse, fast surreale Anmutung in diesem Zimmer, in dem sie alle sind. Und dann gab es das Problem, Liam sollte auf dem Fußboden liegen mit dem, mit Augen geschlossen, schläft er oder ist er tot? Und er hatte ein bisschen Sorge, Liam zu fragen, aber er war sofort einverstanden. Und dann gab es noch die Geschichte, ob vielleicht am Ende die andere Seite des Covers der gleiche Globus auch nochmal mit Luft raus fotografiert werden sollte, so nach dem Motto, ja, unserer Erde geht's nicht gut. Aber da war dann die Meinung einhellig, nein, da muss Luft drin sein, weil unsere Erde ist zu schön. So I try to get briefly. So this is the story of one of those.
Yeah, and there's many. In fact, every cover there's a story behind.
Yeah.
How I did it. So it's.
Yeah, we will see all those covers, and not only the covers. You brought
yeah, many
what else
more. There's lots of unpublished stuff that's been shown at the exhibition. So, backstage stuff and quite sort of intimate band stuff. So, it's looking good. I've been working. You know, we've been hanging it today.
Yeah,
and it's the opening is Saturday, and everyone is invited.
Okay, also die Eröffnung ist
from
am kommenden.
I think it opens from 7 till 9.
Von 7 bis um 9 am kommenden Samstag
Kreuzberg,
ist die Eröffnung. Kreuzberg Bergmannstraße.
Bergmannstraße.
5. Genau. Da gibt es also jede
up
Menge.
The stairs, there's an elevator, escalator. It's on your right.
Yeah.
Can't miss it.
Okay, also man kann es nicht verpassen. Und da gibt es eben nicht nur die Albencover, sondern jede Menge anderes Material, Fotos und so weiter und so fort kann man da begutachten, wenn man Fan der Band Oasis ist, sondern auch Fan von guter Fotografie und tollen Geschichten, die über Bilder erzählt werden. Thank you very much.
It
was great to have you here.
Yeah, thank you.
Michael Spencer Jones. Und heute wurden die Bilder gehängt. Also es ist wirklich ein sehr großes Vergnügen, höchstwahrscheinlich sich das anzugucken. Er hat alle eingeladen. Thank you very much, and we'll listen to one more Oasis.
Yeah, she's electric.
Okay, she's electric. Thank you.